And welcome back to Class Eclectic here on Public Radio 90 WNMU. We're broadcasting live and locally here in Hardin Hall on NMU's campus, and we have a special guest in the studio this morning talking about the Pine Mountain Music Festival. It is the director of the festival, Doug Day. Welcome to our studios, Doug.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you back. So we spoke on the phone a while back about this entire season and about the excitement that's buzzing around it with the guests that you have on deck, the performers, and the opportunities for our listeners and for classical music fans and fans of music of all kinds to engage and get excited. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening, first of all, this evening, happening in Marquette?
You bet. Well, Class Eclectic, is that the way we say it?
Yeah, Class Eclectic, yep.
Class Eclectic is kind of the motivation that I am inspired by to create this season. Its roots as the Pine Mountain Festival, 30 years old next year, say we've put on opera a whole lot. We've put on classical music. But when the opportunity arrives for an eclectic, different genre to be included, we have not shirked the opportunity. Mm-hmm. This year, a lot of eclectic is coming together, also a lot of youth. So that said, I'm looking at the gray hair of my two friends, Ross Harbaugh and Scott Flavin of the Braganzi Trio, not mm-hmm. quartet,
right.
Coming next week. Your lead-in saying what's happening tonight, let me launch there, and then I'll hit the high points of the acts we're bringing to Marquette and mention across the UP.
Sounds good.
Morris Smiley and Jefferson Hamer. These are two performers who I've put together for the first time, meaning they've known of each other, but they haven't performed together until I invited them to Pine Mountain to perform together. In that sense, I get to have the fun of seeing them discover each other as singing partners and playing partners. Mm-hmm. To me, the discovery energy is often more interesting than a honed act. A honed act is satisfying in its own way. We're grateful they did their homework. We're grateful the Braganzi Trio knows what they're playing and how to play it and have played it together. But if you played a piece together 24 times or 100 times, there's a different energy than watching performers play together for the first time. In my folk music world, another festival I run in Maine, it often happens at a party that starts at midnight and goes to 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. The energy that comes when you have no audience in front of you is certainly a different energy than being a professional and presenting professionally to an audience. What happens often at the late night party is more interesting to me than the honed act. So I wanted to have the best of both worlds. I've got two pros, Morris Smiley and Jefferson Hamer, each who can hold an entire evening rapt. Together, they work for 2 or 3 days. We worked till about 3 a.m. two nights ago and most of the day yesterday, to make sure they knew each other's material. They're going to do some individual material. They're going to do some duet material. We saw it for the first time last night. Mm-hmm. Charlie and I and Diane Eschbach, the touring group of the board of Pine Mountain, who tries to be at almost every show of the 15 opportunities in the UP. Last night, even though I'm the one who thought this up, it surprised and delighted me. I'll try to share with your listeners why you should come tonight to Reynolds at 7:30 at the campus of NMU. The Reynolds Recital Hall, a clean, beautiful, well-lit place. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear a guitar player, accordion player, piano player, and two vocalists whose voices, only in my head, would be great. Last night we realized they were great together. The timbre of this soprano and this tenor. For example, there's a ballad, a child ballad. Mm-hmm. Mr. Child was a collector of ballads. This is the record that stopped me on the street in Boston that I mentioned earlier.
Sure, yeah.
Why does a ballad 200 years old stop me and turn my heart and stomach in the 200th listening, as it did last night? even a tear if I happen to feel particularly tired or particularly poetic. 200 times, and I'm still moved by this ballad. Well, it's a combination of elements. When you've heard as much folk music as I, it requires that the act bring something new to it for me to pay attention. It requires that the act have its own certain energy. That's partly what I mean by the discovery energy of the two performers exploring and discovering each other and what the facets of each other bring to themselves. So that's what we get to experience. Tonight will be the second time they've played together, therefore well-honed.
But still that sense of exploration, even in a different scenario, different location, and with pieces that they have, they still have that excitement of that exploration to bring. So it's not like it's going to be anything that's watered down. It's going to be something where they're continuing that exploration as they go, right?
Yeah, as they said, after three nights, we'll have it down. I like the fresh time. We're in the second opportunity tonight. And don't miss Calumet the next night. So what else can I say about Morris Smiley and Jefferson Hamer? Let me say one more thing before I go on and talk about Berganzi, who is coming next week. Mm-hmm. I met Maura when she was in college at Indiana University, and she was a counselor in a traveling camp called Village Harmony that my daughter will join next year, and my son is going to Georgia in Russia to sing with this year.
Oh, very cool.
I said to Maura, have you got a band? Do you have a group? She did. It was called Vita then, that became Voco, now it's Maura Smiley. Today, at 2 o'clock, she's doing a vocal workshop. And if a singer is listening, there's still time to show up at TFA, it's called, which means the choral room at NMU.
Mm-hmm.
Throw $10 in the hat and join Maura's vocal choral workshop. And then be the first act in the concert tonight. Everybody in the workshop will open the show tonight with Maura as choral director. If you're wondering if you are a singer, if you should go on YouTube and look up Maura Smiley LA Chorus. She's directing a song by Leadbelly called Bring a Little Water, Sylvie, with 1,000 high school performers in an extraordinary big hall doing the body percussion that she's known for in this remarkable piece. I'm not even sure if she's going to do that. She has a dozen of them that she does with visiting choruses. Mm-hmm. She's going to do it with the community chorus today at 2 p.m. Show up, you're in.
Excellent.
And then we'll see them to start the show. Let me jump to Berganzi, if I may.
Sure thing, yeah.
I've been making fun of my friends, Ross and Scott, calling them the dinosaurs of this tour, because this tour is very young. Performers, I'll talk about the upstarts in a minute. Miles Mazzucati, Christina Blagojeva, and Giovanni Perez, their mentors. I'm making fun of Ross and Scott, but they are the foundation that the Pine Mountain Music Festival has presented for 25 years. When they started as a young couple of professors, as the Berganzi String Quartet, they brought that same youthful energy. Now they're bringing maturity and professionality. But of all people, I thought, oh, they're coming as a trio this year. That's interesting. Who's the pianist?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Gerritsen. I thought, how many can there be? Because my wife used to babysit for Lindsay Gerritsen's family at Principia College. Their folks were the music department, and she grew up. So Lindsay was grabbed by Ross and Scott as the pianist they wanted. So immediately I said, could I have the Archduke Trio of Beethoven, one of my favorite pieces of all time? They're a trio. It's perfect. Yes, they said. They worked it up. Mm-hmm. They're going to sing. They're going to perform the Archduke Trio. And by asking for it, I felt even a little bit, your classic eclectic audience will understand the reference, of Archduke Ferdinand, the patron,
yes,
who asked Beethoven to write the piece. Well, he did, and we get to hear it next week. The Berganzi are in the Reynolds Recital Hall on June 19th. That is tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night, yeah.
I'm happy to report that's just tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. One of the opportunities, though, to see them and hear that performance.
Yep. Tonight, Morris Smiley and Jefferson Hamer. Tomorrow night, same hall, Reynolds Recital Hall, the Braganzi Trio. Weathered veterans with exciting new pianist Lindsay Gerritsen doing an entire new program for them. They're at the point of discovery, too, with their program.
And, Charlie, like we were talking earlier, we had just mentioned that the Braganzis, even though they've been with us for a long time with the Pine Mountain, they still bring that youthful energy, especially to those free children's concerts, too. So we were just talking a little bit about that earlier today.
Yes, you certainly see their passion for their music when you see them with the children in the libraries across the UP.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing show for us adults to watch, the way they grab and hold the kids.
Yeah, they capture that energy and they deliver it so well, and they'll do the same thing, I'm sure, when they have the Archduke Trio and they have Lindsay involved as well. So lots
we're back in the Peter White Library, newly restored, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Today, 2 p.m., Morris Smiley's choral workshop, open to the public if you're a singer, at the choral room at NMU. And tomorrow, free concert by the Braganzi Trio in Peter White Library, and then in the evening at the Reynolds Recital Hall. Might I impose one more minute of your time to talk about the act that I'm really excited about?
Absolutely. Okay. We're just going to remind real quickly that we're speaking with Doug Day from the Pine Mountain Music Festival, the director of the festival, and Charles Eschbach right next door over here in the promotion department, and helps to share the excitement of these performances. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, when I was trying to decide what is the big classical act that will be new, I called my old roommate from New York City, Perry Goldstein, who is now the chair of music at Stony Brook. Hmm. He called me back about a month later and said, I think I have your act. And then again he said, but they haven't performed together before. What? He said, I've just seen Miles Mazzucati and Giovanni Perez present two of the best presentations that I've ever seen in 40 years of being a professional musician, composer, and teacher. I think I have your act. So on Perry's recommendation, I researched Miles Mazzucati and found that he started as a jazz pianist, not unlike our upstart Eric Bennett, Wunderkind of Marquette.
Oh, yes.
Miles started as a jazz high school pianist and became a classical pianist without leaving or losing his jazz chops. Giovanni Perez is already renowned for leading workshops across the country in flute. If you go on YouTube for Giovanni, you'll see him playfully improvising on Chick Corea's Spain.
Oh, nice.
One of my favorite pieces. He's going to do this in some form at the Presque Isle Band Shell, where Charlie and I have just been standing 10 minutes ago. Free to the public, thanks to our patrons, the Archduke Ferdinand. No.
The Archdukes of Marquette and surrounding
Eagle
communities.
Eagle Mine and Travel Marquette stepping up and paying for this free public concert Friday, June 28th, as part of Art Week, the finale of
yes.
Art Week in Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3 miles out of town. Park right there and go up to the Presque Isle Band Shell. Bring your folding chairs or sit on the benches and prepare to hear this. In addition to Miles Mazzucati, his wife, Christina Blagoeva, also a classical flute player, and Giovanni Perez, they are going to mentor 6 upstarts this year. Normally, we have 4 high school kids or undergraduates doing recitals in the normal classical way. This year, we've created a variety show of classical music, including Karen Alpert, who was in the chorus of Carmen last year, now is mezzo-soprano, re-invited Liz Grugan, another local Marquette superstar.
Powerhouse.
So that we can do, once again, just purely my own indulgence, we're going to do the Flower Duet, one of my favorites. So Liz comes back to support Karen, two sopranos. We've got two Bens, one Mertha, one Ziegler, and Ben Mertha on bass and Benjamin Zindler on trombone fill out the team of upstarts with Kaylee Hernandez from Iron River and our own Eric Bennett. Eric's written a comic piece for this, and Miles Mazzucati has written a piece for all 10 upstarts when you add Susie Buchanan, our accompanist from Hancock. We have a team of 10. These are three recently become professionals, meaning they are teaching and touring and performing. I guess they're about 26, 28, with six graduate students and undergraduates in this, and Susie, 10 performers at the Band Shell, Presque Isle, in a musical classical variety show. Class eclectic in spades.
Absolutely.
Then we will tour it also to Iron Mountain and back to the Rosé in Hancock and Houghton.
And with that crowd of seasoned musicians, again, we can remind our listeners here that it's a free opportunity, and it's the pinnacle of the Art Week here in Marquette, so it's a wonderful way to round out Art Week and the festival itself. And it's lovely to hear, too, that Upstarts has expanded from maybe just the typical honed performances, like we've said, to expand into something that really helps to bring more audience involved and engagement. And we're going to cross fingers for really good weather for that, too, so that you can be out in the open air, have an open-air classical musical variety show like that.
And if it rains, we're in the Presbyterian Church on Front Street. No problem there. And we'll make that call. The website will say, okay, everybody, go to the church, or see everybody with your folding chairs at the Presque Isle Band Shell. One more thing about this Upstart show. We're touring together, the young pros and the younger pros-to-be. So the idea is that the mentors really hang out for a week, share their lives, how they got from that stage to this stage in their own personal development as professional musicians. We are heavy on flutes and piano, bass and trombone, and Eric can play anything. So the point is we'll have a piece designed for just this lineup. I can't wait to hear this. When I was at Northwestern, I wrote a piece for bagpipe, flute, and French horn because I knew three friends who played bagpipe, flute, and French horn.
And the repertoire is a little low for that, so
well,
why
the key,
not add
the key
to it?
Range is limited, too. You've got to gear everything to the bagpipe. Well, Miles had no problem saying, yes, I'll write something for all 10 of us.
That's wonderful. That's going to be an awesome opportunity to hear a unique sound, a unique combination of individuals. And can we remind people how people can get involved, how they can get tickets for the Pine Mountain
Sure.
Music Festival?
The easiest, of course, is our website, pmmf.org/tickets. That's pinemountainmusicfestival.org. And when you are ticketing the whole, all you have to do is call the tech box office, 877-746-3999. And that number is, of course, also on our website, pmmf.org. All you need for your ticket needs. Ah, and if you want to come to concerts, you don't really have to be a Jefferson Hammerhead to do this. But you can follow us. You buy one family pass for $129 for everybody under your roof, and we don't care if you bring in Uncle Joe from next door or the cousins. Everybody under your $129 pass, 15 concerts, good heavens, it's less than a box of popcorn in the theater. Hope you'll avail yourself of the family pass. And otherwise, show up at the door is fine, or call pmmf.org for your ticket needs.
And just a reminder, we've been speaking with Doug Day. He's the director of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, also having Charlie Eschbach here in the studio as well, talking about Pine Mountain Music Festival for 2019 for this year. And just a reminder about what's happening today at 2 p.m. again, that Maura Smiley Choral Workshop happening in the NMU Chorus Room right here on campus. And then the Maura Smiley and Jefferson Hammer concert this evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Reynolds Hall here on campus. Thanks to both of you so much for talking today and sharing your excitement about Pine Mountain.
Great pleasure. Great
pleasure.